What's up, everybody? Welcome to Nino's Corner .tv. This is FluffTube Edition. I'm just going to give you a quick update on what I'm hearing is going on behind the scenes type of thing. Just got off a couple phone calls, and there's going to be two big blows that I guess you could say the White Hats deliver in good, tasteful fashion. They're going to be truth bombs, basically. We got Tucker Carlson visiting Moscow with rumors that he's going to be sitting down with Putin for an interview. Whether it happened already or it's about to happen, I'm not sure. But also I'm being told that some kind of Valentine's Day is going to happen where they're going to unleash even more evidence of what happened in 2020. And that's going to be coming out in all kinds of channels of social media. So pay attention to that. But the big one really is that Tucker Carlson is sitting down with Putin, and a lot's going to be disclosed from what's being told to me. But first, folks, give me a second. Get your noble gold. Get your noble gold. Global financial storms might be raging, but thousands of investors in precious metals with noble gold investments are smiling. They know that whatever happens, their investments will be safe from turmoil, and we're going into that this year, folks. Protect your savings from market volatility. I never said a word. With a Noble Gold Investments IRA and claim your free silver virtue coin. Talk to a Noble Gold Investments expert today and they'll talk you through your options. And if you qualify, they'll guide you through the whole process. Call 877-646-5347 today and take control of your financial future, folks. Noble Gold Investments down there at the bottom. Get started. You're going to need your gold and silver from what I'm being told. So we got two things coming that I'm being told to look out for, and they're coming pretty quick. We got Tucker Carlson in Moscow right now, allegedly, rumors have it that he's sitting down with Putin, and a lot is going to be discussed. A lot of truth bombs on this one. It has the whole paralyzed in fear. Before that happens, I'm being told that some kind of St. Valentine's Day type of unleashing all evidence is going to come out as well. That's yet to be seen. I'm just being told that's just being told to me. So I don't know. I'm on the fence with that. We're waiting to see that as well. But so two big massive blows from the White Hats are coming. And then another thing you need to look at, folks, another thing you need to look at is the appeals court rules Trump doesn't have immunity. He doesn't have immunity. Sounds like a lot of trouble, right? That's if you don't know that the boomerang's coming. The boomerang's coming. And that means, what that means, it's open game. Open game on all presidents. If it's not immune, what does that tell you? Past presidents and present presidents, they're not immune either. So what's fair for the goose is fair for the gander, if you know what I'm saying. So there's a lot of things transpiring right now, folks. And I'm going to go ahead and read this article to you. Kremlin quiet as Tucker Carlson Russia visit creates Putin interview rumors. So we know that he's there. He's been spotted. The Kremlin has declined to say whether Vladimir Putin would grant an interview to Tucker Carlson, the far-right American journalist, after the former Fox News presenter was spotted in Moscow. So they're saying, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You think they would show their cards, folks? We can hardly be expected to provide information on the movement of foreign journalists. Dmitry Peskov, the Kremlin spokesperson, said when asked about speculation that Carlson was in Russia to interview the Russian president. Many foreign journalists come to Russia every day. Many continue to work here, and we welcome this, Peskov said. We have nothing to announce in terms of the president's interviews to foreign media. Now, I think the sources I've got are pretty good. There's always that chance I could be wrong, folks. I never claim to have it all. Right. But it's looking pretty promising that he's there to interview Putin, and some massive, massive details in 2020 will surface, and as well as the truth of what's going on in war, in multiple wars. So there's a lot to look forward to here and a lot to pay attention to. This is a big, big chess move. And we got to start really keeping our antennas up, because both sides cannot stop now. You got to understand this. Both sides. Are at a point in the game where not one side's going to say, that was a good move. Better luck next time. I'm going to go out the door. I'm going to ride off into the sunset. And the next fight, I'll have everything ready. It's not like that. Both sides are going all in. Both sides are making all their moves this year, from what I'm being told. And both sides don't know how to stop. It's going to the point of no return. So that's where we're at with this, in the underbelly, behind the scenes of this war that we're fighting, fifth generation warfare, right? Expect them to retaliate and come back even harder. A lot of things are going to start happening, folks. Buckle up. So I hope this update helped you out a little bit. It's just what's being told to me. So two things to look forward to, actually three things. The St. Valentine's Day, whatever that's going to entail. The Tucker Carlson interview with Putin, whatever that's going to entail. And now that the appeals court rules doesn't have immunity, in this case, it's open game. Open game on everybody. So I hope this helps a little bit. I don't know. I tried to make this YouTube friendly. Please like, share, and subscribe my videos. And I'm doing different things with my channel here. So help me out when I'm trying to help you. All right, folks. I'm out of here.